This is the news in brief from the United Nations. An area of land the size of China needs restoring if the planet's biodiversity and the communities who rely on it are to be protected, UN agencies said on Thursday. The FAO and UNEP, the Food and Agriculture Organization, and UN Environment Programme's call to reinstate at least 1 billion degraded hectares of land by 2030 must also be matched by a similar commitment to the oceans, or else risk a growing threat to global food security, they insisted. Here's Tim Christofferson, head of UNEP's Nature for Climate Branch Ecosystems Division.
If we do this at the necessary scale, it will have benefits far beyond climate change and biodiversity. It will have benefits for food security, for health, for clean water, for jobs. Restoration can benefit all the sustainable development goals.
In a new report marking the start of a decade of ecosystem restoration, the UN agencies warned that humans are already using 1.6 times the resources that nature can provide sustainably. They said that conservation efforts alone will be insufficient to prevent large-scale ecosystem collapse and biodiversity loss, underscoring the need for countries to reprogram their post-COVID-19 recovery and move away from massive subsidies to carbon-heavy sectors such as fossil fuels. Critical health facilities across Africa risk being overwhelmed as COVID-19 infections surge ahead of the real and rising threat of a third wave, the UN Health Agency said on Thursday. In an appeal to authorities to boost life-saving facilities, the World Health Organization, WHO, also warned that vaccine shipments were at a near halt. To date, only around 2% of Africans have received at least one dose of COVID-19 vaccine, compared with 24% globally. In the last 2 weeks, Africa has seen a 20% increase in coronavirus infections compared to the previous fortnight. South Africa has seen a sustained increase in cases. Uganda reported a 131% week-on-week rise last week, and Angola and Namibia have also witnessed a resurgence, WHO said. The UN agency noted that care for COVID-19 patients in Africa has lagged behind other parts of the world. The continent has 2.9% of cases globally, but accounts for 3.7% of all deaths. Finally, food prices around the world have risen at their fastest monthly rate in more than a decade, the UN said on Thursday, fueling concerns over rising inflation in many of the world's economies. In a regular update, the Food and Agriculture Organization FAO said that more costly vegetable oils, sugar and cereals led the increase in May, with prices almost 40% higher than a year ago. The FAO also forecast record world cereal production this year of 2.8 billion tonnes and a 1.9% increase from 2020. Despite this increase in the overall amount of cereals, the agency noted that the ratio of cereal stocks to the amount consumed is likely to decline further to just over 28%. The rise will further increase food price inflation in poorer nations, which rely on imports of staple foods. Daniel Johnson, UN News.